Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you'll see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." Well, when it comes to the matter of correcting our brothers or sisters, Jewish religious folklore is full of wonderful maxims, such as, "In the pot in which they cooked, they were cooked. And when I hear of the beam, I'm reminded of the early days of television, when they revived the old vaudeville skits of house painters dressed in the baggy pants of comics, carrying ladders and planks across the stage with perfect timing and great athletic skill, just missing one another to the delight of the audience." It's said that the one who makes a fraternal correction should be perfect, of perfect integrity himself. Well, if you're like me, that's hardly possible. So I find it helpful to fall back on the rabbi's negative setting of the golden rule. What you yourself hate, do not do to others. Still, fraternal correction is a most difficult task at any time. Rabbi Tarfor reminds us, "I wonder whether there is anyone in this generation who accepts reproof. For if one should say to him, 'Remove the mote from between your eyes,' he would answer, 'Remove the beam from between your eyes.'" Now, such corrections are most difficult to carry off. So I found that a bit of surprise or humor can be helpful in lessening the sting, especially when our observations are right on target. But one must also be very careful that the humor is not unkind. I think we come across a little too much of this sort of cleverness in the news media and even in literary criticism, where at times the humor can be delightfully vicious. Sometimes the best corrections are those that we discover about ourselves, and there can be tears in the midst of our laughter. One evening when I lived in Kenya, I was invited to dinner at the house of some parishioners. They had invited another guest who had been a teacher at Jomo Kenyatta University for many years. And over the years, Annetta Miller had made a sort of study of the clashes of culture and then put them in a small book entitled Sharing Boundaries. One of her experiences has her rushing into the office of a university official and quickly asking about the arrangements for an important visiting professor. She was greeted with a long silence, and then the African vice chancellor said, "Good morning. How are you? How is your family? I haven't seen you for a long time. How can I help you?" I repeat this because the same thing happened to me in a thousand different ways as I attempted to impose my rapid, practical solutions to problems in a culture that values human relations far more than practical solutions. We'll always have problems. They're endless. But in the meantime, we can value one another. My most memorable correction came when I received word of the death of a neighbor whom I did not even know. The person who had been at the funeral was not a close friend of mine, but since I was a priest, he said, "The trouble with you Wazungu," meaning European or white person, "is that you don't die." I really heard him. In a setting of villages where people could not afford good health care or diet, it was not uncommon to lose a baby to cerebral palsy or cerebral malaria every 6 weeks or so. The health and energy and diet of these foreigners stood in marked contrast to the prevailing conditions of life in the villages. I really heard what he was saying. bit of humor, a surprise, an uncomfortable truth can cause such correction to be successful, and not just another dreary complaint. Perhaps the statement surprised, delighted, or even upset me. But have I really heard what was being said? That could open the door for me to some real freedom.